News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. 2 days after military talks with China to resolve the border standoff in eastern Ladakh along the line of actual control, India on Thursday said the way ahead will be to refrain from making any attempts to unilaterally change the status quo while the two sides continue discussions to achieve complete disengagement in all friction areas. At a virtual media briefing, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Anurag Srivastava said, "Disengagement of troops is a complex process and would require mutually agreed reciprocal actions. Even as two sides work towards complete disengagement in all friction areas, it is at the same time also necessary to ensure stability on the ground. The latest senior commanders meeting should be seen in this overall context," he said. The meeting took place in the backdrop of that held between the defense ministers of the two countries in Moscow on September 4 and another between the two foreign ministers on September 10. The two foreign ministers had reached an agreement that the sides should continue the dialogue and quickly and comprehensively disengage in all the friction areas. India and China held the sixth round of core commander level talks on Monday, following which both sides announced a series of decisions, including to stop sending more troops to the front line, refrain from unilaterally changing the situation on the ground, and avoid taking any actions that may further complicate matters. Srivastava said the talks gave the senior commanders an opportunity to have candid and in-depth exchange of views on stabilizing the situation along the LAC. "The way ahead will be to refrain from making any attempts to unilaterally change the status quo while the two sides continue their discussions to achieve complete disengagement in all friction areas and to ensure full restoration of peace and tranquility in the border areas," he said. Srivastava said the next meeting under the framework of the Working Mechanism for Consultation and Coordination on India-China Border Affairs is likely to take place soon. Intensifying their protests against the contentious agricultural bills passed by Parliament earlier this week, several farmers' organizations, including from Punjab, Haryana and Uttar Pradesh, have called a national shutdown on Friday. Farmers in Punjab have already started a 3-day rail blockade against the bills, squatting on tracks at many places on Thursday. The farmer outfits have also decided to call an indefinite rail blockade from October 1. As many as 31 farmer organizations have joined hands for the Punjab Band on Friday. Several organizations in Haryana, including the Bharatiya Kisan Union, said they have extended support to the nationwide strike. A number of farmers' groups said they will hold a chakka jam from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Friday. BKU's Haryana President Ratan Singh Mann said various farmers' organizations of Haryana will hold protests in all districts, tehsil, block and village levels against the farm bills passed by the Parliament. "There will be a chakka jam from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Mann said, like Haryana, there will be protests in Punjab, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu, Uttarakhand, UP and other states. The Shiromani Akali Dal, the BJP's oldest ally, has also announced road blockades across Punjab to protest against the bills. Akali Dal leader Daljeet Singh Cheema said the party's senior leaders, workers, farmers and farm laborers would block roads in the state for 3 hours from 11 a.m. in a peaceful manner. Punjab Chief Minister Amrinder Singh appealed to the farmers to maintain law and order and adhere to all pandemic safety protocols during the strike. In a statement, Singh said the state government was fully with the farmers in their fight against the bills and no FIRs would be registered for violation of Section 144, which bars assembly of more than 4 people. "There should be no disturbance of law and order during the strike," Singh said. He appealed to the farmers to ensure that citizens are not inconvenienced and that lives and property are not endangered due to the agitation. Bharatiya Kisan Union Ekta Ugrahan General Secretary Sukhdev Singh appealed to the people, including shopkeepers and commercial establishments, to keep their shops shut in support of the strike. Punjab Congress President Sunil Jakhar urged people to support the farmers and make the strike a success. The main opposition Aam Aadmi Party has already extended its support. The Congress said it supports the Bharat Band call given by farmer organizations, saying millions of party workers stand in solidarity with the farmers' cause and will participate in their dharnas. Congress spokesperson Randeep Surjewala said, while farmers and farm laborers fill the stomachs of countrymen with their hard labor, the Narendra Modi government is attacking them and their fields. Deepika Padukone will join the NCB probe into alleged Bollywood drugs nexus on Saturday, an official said on Thursday. Earlier, the Narcotics Control Bureau had summoned Padukone on Friday to record her statement in the drugs case, a fallout of the probe into the death of film star Sushant Singh Rajput. According to the official, the 34-year-old actress has acknowledged the summons sent by the central agency and will join the investigation on Saturday. Another actor, Rakul Preet Singh, and Padukone's manager, Karishma Prakash, will join the investigation on Friday, he said. Prakash's WhatsApp chats included conversations about drugs with 1D, and central agency wanted to find out who this person was, NCB sources had said earlier. Meanwhile, statements of fashion designer Simone Khambata and Shruti Modi, Rajput's former manager, were recorded by the NCB probe team in connection with the drugs case, the official said. Police personnel have been deployed outside the residence of Deepika Padukone, an official said. A team from the Dadar police station has been deployed outside Beaumont Towers in Prabhadevi, where the 34-year-old actor owns an apartment, as a precautionary measure, the official said. The NCB, which began the probe after a drugs angle came to light in connection with actor Sushant Singh Rajput's alleged suicide, has now widened its investigation and asked a clutch of Bollywood celebrities to join the probe. Former Australia cricketer Dean Jones passed away in Mumbai at the age of 59 due to a heart attack on Thursday afternoon. Jones was in India as part of the Star Sports commentary panel for the ongoing Indian Premier League. Jones, a popular commentator, has played 52 tests and 164 ODIs for Australia between 1984 and 1994, scoring in excess of 9,600 runs combined. It included 18 centuries with 11 of those in tests. Among his best performances was the 210 in the sapping Madras heat in the tied test against India in 1986, which was Jones' third test. It is with great sadness that we share the news of the passing away of Mr. Dean Mervyn Jones AM. He died of a sudden cardiac arrest. We express our deep condolences to his family and stand ready to support them in this difficult time. We are in touch with the Australian High Commission to make the necessary arrangements, Star said in an official statement. Dean Jones was one of the great ambassadors of the game, associating himself with cricket development across South Asia. He was passionate about discovering new talent and nurturing young cricketers. He was a champion commentator whose presence and presentation of the game always brought joy to millions of fans. He will be sorely missed by everyone at Star and his millions of fans across the globe. Our thoughts and prayers are with his family and friends. Post his playing days, Professor Dino was popular for his roles as an expert in media and as a commentator. He even took up coaching roles in the Pakistan Super League and was an interim coach of Afghanistan. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.